Meeting Paps, though, was different. A few weeks after we were born, Mams told us she needed to go for food. Normally, we would just stay in the alley. Mams said it was good enough for her, and then she was always right. However, after getting her catch of the day, which was a bird that she found hanging on a twig, a big white truck found her, caught her, and carried her away. It was a while before Paps arrived. Before he could explain the situation, every single one of us hissed at him. We thought he was an intruder. "Hey, slow down. What's the matter with you?" he told us, trying to calm us down. "I'm your Paps, don't you know that?" Mir stepped forward and took a good, long sniff. "He's not lying, guys," he told us after a good, long inspection. "Paps, what are you doing here?" Mary asked. He explained to us the whole story. Mams found him after catching the bird and getting caught, and told him to look after us. "After a while, maybe your Aunt Maria will look after you." He took a good, long look. "We hungry, Paps," Mizey told him. "Okay, okay, Em. I'll go get some food. You're all weaned, right? I don't want to have to drag Mari here," he told us. We all nodded. "Good. Now you'll wait here. Your old Paps is more elusive than a fox, especially more than your Mams." He looked down when he said the word Mams. After lunch, Paps took a nap while we played with his tail. Looking back at it, I could tell he had experience with kittens annoying him. No newbie could nap with kittens biting at his tail. Or maybe he was just a good sleeper. Paps was way older than Mams. Mams was only a newbie, around 20 when we were born. Paps was already 32. Mams. I wish I could see Mams.